Good evening. Today is October 15th, 2024, and it's 5:30 p.m. and we're in the South Trail Committee Room at Mandan City Hall. Mr. Newbauer, can you please take the roll?
Commissioners, Heinshaw.
Here.
Braun.
Here.
Roar.
Here.
Schobert.
Here.
Mayor Prado.
Here. Please stand for the pledge.
Brian Heinshaw will lead us today.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ryan.
Okay, we have item C on the agenda. We have a new employee, Amy Burton. Somebody introduce her.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. We are excited to announce Cassidy Buchholz. She is our newest member of the Human Resource Department. She's on her third week of employment and started as Human Resource Generalist within our department. So Cassidy is a graduate from Dickinson State University and graduated with her Human Resource Management Bachelor's degree. She comes to us from Edgewood Village Assisted Living, and she's originally from Laird, North Dakota, which is a population of about 80 people in her town. So welcome, Cassidy.
Welcome, Cassidy. Thank you, Amy. Have all the commissioners had time to review the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda for 15.
We have a motion to approve by Commissioner Roar, a second by Commissioner Braun. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioners, Roar.
Yes.
Schobert.
Yes.
Heinshaw.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Mayor Prado.
Yes. Agenda item E, the minutes. Consider approval of the minutes of October 1st, 2024, Board of City Commissioners regular meeting. May I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve E1A, the minutes of the October 1st, 2024 regular meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schobert, a second by Commissioner Roar. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioners Braun.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
Schobert.
Yes.
Heinshaw.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Consider approval of the minutes of the October 3rd, 2024 special meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the October 3rd, 2024 special meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schobert, a second by Commissioner Heinshaw. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Schobert.
Yes.
Heinshaw.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item F, and it's a public hearing. Andrew?
Good evening, Mr. Commissioners. The first amendment that I have for you tonight is a variance request from MLM Properties for the Lowndes Home Center property. I have a location map on my screen if you can share it up there. This request will allow for the construction of a building addition on the property within the front yard setback required for the property life. This exhibit shows where the building addition will be located. It's in yellow and it will be added onto the building. That's also in yellow. The request would be to construct 20 feet into the setback area, resulting in a 15-foot setback where 35 feet is required. The Planning and Zoning Commission did consider this request at the meeting on September 23rd and identified a hardship due to water issues on the property where the building could be added onto in the rear. They don't want to construct a building there due to water problems in that corner of the property. Also worth noting, the property does already have a structure on it that is constructed well within the front yard setback for this district. Upon review of city records, we did not identify any granted variance or explanation for how that came to be. However, the Planning Commission did, as I said, consider this request at their September 23rd meeting and recommends approval. approval of the setback variance for the construction of the building where it's located and the recommendations within the packet. The recommendation to approve. Do you have any questions for me?
Miranda, actually, the proposed building is actually going to be set back further than the one that's currently to the direction. The other one, is that correct?
Mayor Fairley, Commissioner, that is correct.
Questions for Andrew? Okay, hearing none, we're going to open up the public hearing. And we'll call for comments. Second call for comments. Third and final call for comments. Hearing none, the public hearing is closed.
I move to approve the setback variance of 20 feet as presented for the project outlined in the report.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Roar and a second by Commissioner Braun. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioners, Heinchan.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Item two, under public hearing, consider preliminary plat and zone change from A, agricultural, to MA, industrial, from MA, industrial park, 14th edition. Andrew?
Mayor Fraley and Commissioners, the next three items are housekeeping, or I guess map keeping in nature. They do, however, require public hearings. The first item is a request from Central Bottling Incorporated. This is for the building on Old Rift Trail that houses Pepsi. And this request would combine two properties into one and consolidate the zoning into a singular district. So Mandan Industrial Park 14th edition is not likely to result in any major changes to the land use or the appearance of the property. The preliminary plat is included within your packet. It is 6.12 acres in size. And as I stated, the entire property would be placed into the MA Industrial District. With this item, if you could call for a public hearing and approve the plat up here on public hearings, and then go down to resolutions and ordinances number one for the approval of first consideration of the zone change. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions for Andrew? Okay, you open the public hearing. Any comments? Second call for comments. Third call for comments. Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. And we will move to item K. On the agenda, Andrew.
Mayor Fairley, I believe I'll need a motion on the preliminary plat under public hearings. And then we'll be meeting on the resolutions.
I move to approve the preliminary plat for Mandan Industrial Park 14th edition.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Braun, second by Commissioner Schoberg. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Fisher, Roar.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Go ahead,
Resolution is normal. This is number one. It's the ordinance 1455, which will be the instrument that puts that all into the MA Industrial District for Mandan Industrial Park 14th. That will be back for a second consideration at our next meeting. The staff recommends approval. Do you have any questions for me?
Move to approve the application and sponsorship of the project as presented.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Braun, a second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioners Braun.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Item number three, consider request for preliminary plat and exclusion de-annexation for Bayou subdivision.
Mayor Fraley and Commissioners, this is an item that's been worked on for quite some time between the city and Lower Heart Water Resource District. It's been referred to as kind of a land exchange between the city and the Muir family in order for us to acquire a critical piece of property for the flood risk reduction project. This was introduced to the Planning Commission, preliminary plat rather was introduced to the Planning Commission at September 23rd meeting, and that's a recommendation to approve. One item of note that's associated with this is an ordinance to exclude 1.5 acres of the plat from the corporate boundary. Essentially what happened is when the city made 1.5 acres of land available for it to be combined with the viewer's property, they would either need to annex their entire 9.5, or we would exclude our 1.5. The applicant, viewer family, does not want to be in city limits, and they do not have any land uses on the property that really require being in city limits at this time. Therefore, the exclusion ordinance is provided, and our recommendation is to approve that. So with this item, a motion can be made under public hearings for the preliminary plat and under resolutions and ordinances number 2 for the exclusion ordinance. If you have any questions for me.
No questions. We'll open the public hearing. Any further comments? Second call for comments. Third and final call for comments. Public hearing is closed.
I'll move to approve the preliminary plat for the viewer subdivision.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, a second by Commissioner Braun. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioner Schoberg.
Yes.
Henshaw.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. And we'll go ahead.
Number 2 under resolution of ordinance would be the first consideration of ordinance 1456, which has been drafted with the exhibit of which would be detached or excluded from city limits. This is the first consideration that will return at our next meeting for its second, and the recommendation is to approve.
I'll move to approve the first consideration of ordinance 1456.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, a second by Commissioner Braun. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Commissioner Henshaw.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Item number 4, consider a vacation of 5th Avenue Southeast and minor plat to be named Helbling 7th Edition. Andrew?
Mayor Fraley and Commissioners, this request also has two parts with it. There is a minor plat that I have up here under public hearings, given its association with the public hearing for the right-of-way vacation. About 3 meetings ago, a request was brought to you to consider a public hearing for this item. Essentially, when Helbling 2nd Edition was platted, there was excess right-of-way for what would have been 5th Avenue Southeast. It was never constructed, signage was not put up for it, so you probably don't know where it is. It would have been to the west of the stage stop and the Corral Sales businesses. So at one point the street was planned, it's never been developed, it's not needed anymore, and this action more formally returns it to being private property. So the associated plat for Helbling 7th Edition is kind of the instrument that would do that, and on the screen I can cursor over where that right of way was. It's this property here. And it would just be absorbed into the rest of the subdivision, cleaning it all up from about 11 lots in this area down to 2. So the right-of-way vacation is an item that would need to be, there would need to be a public hearing for it, and then it can be approved under resolutions and ordinances number 3. And I ask that you approve the minor plan while we're up here on public hearings. Do you have any questions for me?
If not, we'll open the public hearing. Are there any comments regarding this? Second call for comments. Third and final call for comments. Hearing none, the public hearing is closed.
I move to approve the minor plat of Helbling 7th Edition.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Heinchan, second by Commissioner Braun. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Commissioners Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Henshaw.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes.
Referee, Commissioner, thanks for bearing with me as we jump up and down. Number three under resolutions and ordinances is the resolution of vacation for the Fifth Avenue Southeast for Cummins. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions? I'll move to approve the right of way vacation.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoenberg, a second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown, yes. Brewer.
Yes.
Schoenberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew. On to item letter H, consent agenda. Bear with me. Item number one on the consent agenda, consider approval of monthly bills. Item number two, consider approval of the following raffle permits. North Dakota Cemetery Association, Bismarck State College Mystic Athletic Club. Item number three, consider proclaiming November 1st, 2024 as an extra mile day. Item four, consider a budget amendment to the 2025 Street and Utility Department's budget. Item five, consider approval to accept fiscal year 2024 COPS hiring grant funding of $500,000 for four police officers. Item six, consider approval of 2023-2024 abatements for Darren and Megan Helbling. Item seven, consider approval to apply for 2024 America the Beautiful Program Development Grant. Item eight, consider minor plat for replat of lots 15 and 16, block one, Shores at Lakewood Addition. Number nine, consider approval of the 2024 title, BI non-discrimination and ADA plan. Item 10, assessments for weed cutting of 2024, health and safety of 2024, sidewalks of 2024, delinquent alarm system accounts for 2024, and delinquent utility billing accounts for 2024. Item 11, consider minor plat for Joseph Addition. That is your consent agenda. Any discussion? Motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda as Mayor Freilich just read.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Schoenberg, second by Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners Schoenberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Brewer.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Move on to number JA, new business. Consider water and sewer improvements for District 65 design agreement. Jerick.
Mayor, Commissioners. Hello. The item we have before you is the design agreement for water and sewer district improvement District 65. This is for the Monty Drive area just west, or what we've been calling the Monty Drive area. It's the neighborhood just west of Lewis and Clark Elementary. It's kind of this, if you show my screen. This kind of triangular area just west of Lewis and Clark Elementary School. This area, the last time that we had a commission meeting, had 26 water main breaks, and as of today, it has 27 water main breaks. There was a water main break that occurred the day after our commission meeting. I think that kind of.
It was hours after
the commission meeting.
It was my side.
Yeah, emphasizes the need for this project, I think. This area was evaluated as part of our 2025 reconstruction project preliminary engineering phase. So this design agreement would be an amendment to that preliminary engineering contract. The design agreement is for $484,000. The original contract was for $223,000, so about $700,000 total so far. And the total estimate for the project is $8.7 million. So we are still under 10% for engineering fees on that, so it's completely reasonable price. And we would expect, after our design phase is complete, we would come back with another amendment for the construction administration phase of the engineering contract. So we would be in that, probably in that 10% range for engineering on this project, and that is completely reasonable. I also, just today, received word that it would be, if we, for our suggested motion, Jerry helped me supply you guys with kind of a revised suggested motion. We would be applying for State Water Commission pre-construction funding on this. And one of the requirements for that application is providing minutes at a commission meeting that shows the commission's approval to make that application. So I just I revised my suggested motion today, but our recommendation is to approve the engineer's report and entering into the agreement as presented, as well as approve application for State Water Commission funding. If you have any questions, I can try and answer them.
Jared, this is essentially to get the ball rolling on that health and safety issue for the replacement of the water mains.
Mayor Commissioner Schoberg, yes, absolutely. This is this would kick off survey work, which is nice to get in before winter, before snow falls. And yeah, really gets the ball rolling on project initiation. Yeah.
Move to approve the engineer's report, enter into an engineering design agreement, and apply for the State Water Commission pre-construction
fund. Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Braun, a second by Commissioner Heinchon. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Commissioners Heinchon.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Fraley.
Yes. Item number two under new business, consider approval of the verification of 6 special assessment districts.
Mayor, Commissioner, oops, sorry.
You can read it.
That's fine.
Mayor, Commissioners, yeah, we have been going through this summer the verification process for 6 special assessment districts. They are, special assessment district 222. This is the shared use path along the south side of 19th Street. I'm bringing that, I'm going to bring these up on the map as I go through them. Number 224, this is the combined developer project up here, Rockwood and Sunrise View Estates. 226, this is West Hills 5th subdivision, residential subdivision in the northwest part of town. 227, this is the Heck Edition improvements, which would include kind of all of the infrastructure around the new high school site. 229, this would be the Shores at Lakewood Phase 1 project, which would include this loop just north of McKenzie, as well as the extension of McKenzie to the west. And Improvement District 232, which was our kind of reconstruction slash maintenance district, included a lot of chip sealing work in between Division and the interstate, as well as several reconstruction and mill and overlay scopes of work in the kind of Plainview area. We held a public input meeting, or a public hearing, with the Special Assessment Commission on August 28th, and we didn't receive any input. So we haven't had any pushback on any of these special assessments that we're proposing. I think all of the special assessments were at or under our estimated amounts when these projects were kind of initiated. So it's our recommendation to approve the proposed assessments as certified by the Special Assessment Commission.
Mayor Jerry, just a question looking at these street improvement projects here. And let's say I see a street improvement district 224 in a dollar amount of $4,725,055. That cost, it was after the cost of the project?
Mayor Commissioner Rohr, that would be the cost of the project plus whatever other soft costs that the city might incur.
And then that particular cost there, is some of that the paid for by alternate sources other than assessments?
For some of these, yes. For others, well, no. I think these would have the break. Do these have the city contributions pulled out, these numbers? Or Riley? Can't remember.
For District 224?
For any of these districts, for 232?
Yeah, it's in your notice.
Okay.
Assessment.
Okay.
So it's all reflected in there.
So yeah, that should be reflected.
So where I'm looking at, when I look at dollar amounts here, then, and I'm trying to come up with a visualization of how much the people living in the areas have to pay for the assessments. I know that some of them are one was 5 year and got 15 year or whatever it may be, with the dollar amount behind that. So when I look at, for example, a street improvement district 229 at $2,371,516,000, years assessed 15, that is the amount then to be special assessed to property owners?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Just to make sure I want to understand the figures that are there and what is borne by the property owner versus what's paid for by state or tax money or whatever have you. Are there supplemental forms of that?
Yes. Most of these are developer-led projects, so they wouldn't have a whole lot of external funding coming into them. But for Street Improvement District 232, I know that we did have some municipal infrastructure funds put into that project related to reconstruction buy-down. So they wouldn't be special assessed for that portion. The Street Improvement District 222, that 583,000 number would be, would not include the 80% federal funds on the construction side of things. So that project was probably closer to $2 million when you include the federal funding portion of it.
So to really understand, you'd have looked at particulars of each one of these projects before you understand.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And get a handle on that.
Yeah.
A lot of money here for upcoming projects. A lot of money.
Absolutely.
Look at that. So see what's in store for this year. How much can we afford?
Not
afford those type of things.
Yeah, those discussions are happening. So
thank you.
Yep.
Chair, I must be lost in space or something, but were these all already completed?
These are all substantially completed to the point where we can make very comfortable estimates at what the final product would cost. For example, Street Improvement District 224. We put these estimates together prior to the approval of that turn lane that is being installed there, but we have very good numbers on what that turn lane would cost when we incorporated that into the special assessment verification process. So,
and I think, is it true or am I off one or two that four of the six here are, like you said it earlier, part of brand new subdivisions or streets or extensions thereof where that cost would be passed on to the property purchaser at the time of completion?
Mayor, Commissioner Schober, that's correct.
Could you bring those up to me, Chair? Just run through it really quick.
Yes. Let me see if I can find my place here. A list here and I'll bring it up. So these middle four, Sunrise View Estates in Rockwood, West Hills Fifth Edition, and Shores of Lakewood are all new construction.
What
was that? Oh, on that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just going off real quick.
Again. Heck Edition, the infrastructure around the high school site, brought up right here.
And Jared, that is strictly around the high school and does not include Terra Valley.
That does not include Terra Valley. There was some streetlight improvements in this 7th Avenue Northwest and 6th Avenue Northwest area that did include some of these immediately adjacent properties, but nothing west of 8th.
Thank you.
Yep. Sunrise View Estates in Rockwood, this is a developer-led project, and the special assessments were coordinated with the developers, or, we work closely with the developers on these, and they would be developer costs. West Hills Fifth, same thing. New construction, developer-led project. And then Shores at Lakewood Phase One down here by Lakewood Elementary. Developer-led projects. Some of these costs associated with the improvement of McKenzie Drive were spread to future phases of Shores at Lakewood, but minor compared to what was included on Phase One.
You know, there's something else that just came to my mind now with this wonderful technology here that I don't have a clue how to use. The ever-expanding footprint of our city is huge. And we're growing fast, and this helps to tell us, illustrate that for the people that are watching. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any further questions? Hearing done.
I move to approve the special assessments for certification on street improvement districts number 222, number 224, number 226, number 227, number 229, and number 232.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Hineshaw, a second by Commissioner Schoberg. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Hineshaw.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Number three, consider finance resolution for street improvement districts and warrants. Justin Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Now that the verification on those districts is finalized, we can move on to the financing piece. So on August 21st, 2024, the city issued a request for proposals to three financial institutions located in Mandan for the banks to provide financing for the city's street improvement districts consisting of a 5-year term, 7-year term, and a 15-year term. The city received two proposals by the September 9th, 2024 deadline. Based on the proposals received, Rivera Bank submitted the lowest non-bank qualified interest rate of 4.95% for the 5-year term and 5.125% for the 7-year term. The proposals submitted for the 15-year term were higher in comparison to the projected bond interest rate provided by John Lundby with Collier Securities on September 17, 2024. The proceeds of the warrants will be used to reimburse the city for the cost of the improvements in the following districts. Street Improvement District 222, which is 19th Street Trail, Phase 2, for $583,299. Street Improvement District 232A, which is a portion of the 2023 street maintenance, for $2,506,431. There is a proposed resolution in your packet, and I would stand for any questions.
Any questions for Justin?
These, the ones that we delineated here, they're for the shorter term?
Correct, the 5-year and the 7-year terms, and Craig will be speaking to the bonds for the 15-year terms on the next item.
Okay, so these were opened up to local banks?
Correct.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
I'll move to approve the financing resolution for the following street improvement districts and warrants. Street Improvement District number 222, 19th Street Trail, Phase 2, definitive improvement warrants of 2024A as an atom. And Street Improvement District number 232A, 2023 Street Maintenance, definitive improvement warrant series 2024BY.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, second by Commissioner Hineshaw. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioner Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Hineshaw.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Item number four, consider refunding improvement bonds, series 2024. Greg?
Mayor, Commissioners, we have this evening
John Lundy from Colliers Securities to provide you the results of the sale this morning from the city's refunding improvement bond series 2024. I'll have John come up and give you the results of that sale.
Evening, Mayor Frelick. Commissioners, it's a pleasure to be with you tonight. Again, my name is John Lundy with Colliers, and I'm in Bismarck, and I'm here to present the results of the public sale we conducted this morning for the city's refunding improvement bond series 2024 bond issuance. We're very pleased to report the sale went very well, and with all recent turmoil in the markets, and thanks to a recent decline in that interest rate market that we've been waiting for a couple of years, the winning bid for the issue resulted in a true interest cost of 3.481% to the city on a 15-year maturity. These bonds are callable in 9 years or in 2033. The final par amount to be issued was $11,735,000, as shown in the updated resolution. A little bit about the sale. We saw 5 bids from across the country, firms located all over from New York City, Milwaukee, Boston, Denver. It was a strong response from the market with a very tight competition between the 5 bids received. Again, with the winning bid being at 3.481%. I've handed out prior to the meeting the updated credit rating report from Moody's. It's a public debt rating agency that we use to get this issue rated, and Moody's reaffirmed the city's existing rating at AA3, and that's something of which the city commission and staff should all be very proud. Arntzen Stewart Wagner, as bond counsel, has prepared the resolution before you. With your approval, we will move forward to finalize all figures and documentation for closing on November 4th. At this time, before answering any questions, I'd just like to thank the commission, staff, Greg, Justin, for all the great work. It's really appreciated, and a job well done. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Any questions for John?
So the city, you'll have to excuse me, I'm not a money guy, so. City's got a bond rating, is that the correct terminology of it? AAA?
It's AA3.
AA3.
Yeah. So in a bond rating world, your AAA ratings would be U.S. government. And for the next tranche down of investment grade would be AA categories. And in the Moody's world, they do AA1, 2, and 3. And that's the top echelon under the U.S. government rating of AAA.
Okay.
So for example, the state carries a AA1 rating. City of Fargo is AA2. And then the city of Manhattan would be AA3. City of West Fargo would be AA3. Very strong rates.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for John? John, just stress again. AA3 is very strong.
Yep, that is your top tier investment grade category underneath the U.S. government at AAA.
Yeah, that'd be like having a credit score of 800.
That or the ability to print your own money. Political jokes aside.
Okay. We need a motion.
I'll move to approve the resolution creating a fund of an improvement district and authorizing the issuance of improvement warrants. That's the first point. Second point is I move to approve the resolution authorizing the issuance of $11,945,000. My computer just died. Can anybody pick up?
Thank you.
Okay. I move to approve the resolution authorizing the issuance of $11,945,000 refunding improvement bond series 2024.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, a second by Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchum.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Mayor Frelick.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Greg and Justin. Item number 5, consider a letter of support for Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority and contribution to the Bismarck-Mandan Metropolitan Planning Organization. membership in the Rail Authority's Government Partners Program. Andrew.
Good evening, Mayor Freilich, commissioners. Mayor Freilich, you've been following this item through your involvement in the Metropolitan Organization Policy Board. We did receive a formal request from the Metropolitan Standing Organization for the cities of Mandan and our jurisdictional partners within the MPO to become members in the Government Partners Program. Stepping back a bit, Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority is a coordinating entity for the restoration of passenger rail service through our neck of the woods. Essentially, it would be at least once daily train service operated by the Amtrak from Chicago to Seattle through Fargo to perhaps out to Bozeman on I-94. Service would be restored as soon as 2033. And the program is basically existing to provide a preferred level of engagement with the Rail Authority and with the Federal Railroad Administration so that we can perhaps be as best prepared for the restoration of service to our community. That could look like a lot of things, but one possibility would be to possibly be the location of the passenger rail station for the metro area. So the two items included with this include a request to join the Government Partners Program. We did do some work with the MPO and the DOT to allow us all to join together without that work, and we're certainly appreciative of that. Without that work, we would have had to pay for membership ourselves. We can now share it with a federal contribution, so we'd be paying $240 to $690 annually for the membership in the partner program. And the second item would be to allow us to submit the letter of support that's included within the agenda. Do you have any questions about the Passenger Rail Authority Government Partners Program or the letter? I can try and take them. Mayor Freilich might be able to as well.
Would that annual financial impact stay pretty close to that $240 to $700 figure?
Mayor Freilich, Commissioner Schoberg, yes, it would always lie within that range, unless something would happen where the MPO is not pursuing that subscription on our behalf, then we would need to pursue it independently, or we could, of course, choose to not be in the program. So every year we'll have an idea of what it will cost us, and it will be brought to this board for your interest.
So if we can bring passenger rail transportation back to the Mandan people, that may have the potential impact for downtown improvements 9 years from now, potentially, guessing.
Mayor Freilich, Commissioner Schoberg, yeah, we anticipate a variety of benefits to the metro area through the restoration of passenger rail service, not only for our residents to be able to get out, but for folks to be able to visit. And tournaments or conferences or for medical reasons, a variety of benefits will come from additional access to the metro.
Certainly got an abundance of points of interest here in Mandan, North County, Bismarck, and Burley County. And although it might be 90 years out, this will give the citizens an idea of how long it takes to bring something good to a community. Different agencies, so good out of this. Many different platforms. Thank you.
Andrew, I'd like to key in on that a little bit. So we're talking rail service that we have. They're coming through I-94 through our area. There's many stops that they can choose. How far into that process are we, for example? They could stop at Bismarck and then continue on to don't know where. So I'm just wondering, where would we be in the possibility of that stop?
Commissioners, it's not clear exactly where they'll pick in the metro. We feel that we do have some advantages given the relative abundance of city-owned lots along the rail track. Of course, the railroad heritage are things that we do view as strengths. Regarding the more broad network, it's our understanding as staff that it's not meant to serve Milken and McKenzie and Steele and Driscoll. It'll probably be more of a Smith Mandan Metro and then Jamestown Valley City, Fargo. So it'll have fewer stops than you might think. But things like station selection are not happening quite at this time. I do know from recent discussions with the Metropolitan Planning Organization that they are earmarking the year 2026 for a metro area study of potential rail station locations. So, like a lot of transportation projects, I would assume that we'll have to study it first and go through that public engagement process and some background analyses. And then a report will be generated, if that's the avenue that's taken, to identify these locations, so future items.
Any more questions for Andrew?
I would say that if we're gonna think we're gonna have a seat at the table, then this is something we should be part of. So I would move to join the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority Government Partner Program.
Second. We have a motion by Commissioner Hightower, a second by Commissioner Rohr. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioners Hightower.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Mayor Brill.
Yes. Item number six, consider approval of construction engineering amendment for SID 231, 8th Avenue Reconstruction. Jerry.
Yeah, commissioners. This is an engineering service agreement for the 8th Avenue Northwest Reconstruction project, which is the reconstruction of 8th Avenue Northwest between the Old Red Trail and 24th Street Northwest, just west of the new high school site. The construction engineering amendment is related to some changes that occurred during the project, most notably the conversion of the path along the high school site from an asphalt trail or asphalt shared use path to a concrete shared use path. The additional coordination required by our consultant engineer related to the WBI conflict at 24th Street and 8th Avenue Northwest, and the extended lead times for streetlight installation. Streetlights aren't anticipated to be delivered until October, probably pretty soon here. So that extended the anticipated project schedule from August to October, and that does have it just adds time to the contract. So that's what this amendment is related to. If you have any further questions, I can try and answer them, but we're recommending approval of the amendment. Let's present. I should note that these costs would be included on the special assessment district and would be 100% assessed back to the benefiting properties, which is the properties immediately east and west of the segment that we're talking about.
So can you bring that back up, please? So what portion of that road or all of 8th Avenue is done? Is it done down to the north?
No, it is not completed to the north. The segment between 24th Street and 27th Street, and from 27th Street and the 27th Street between 8th Avenue Northwest, 1806, was originally part of the scope of the project, but that project got protested out a few years back, and then the scope was reduced to just this segment in the interest of keeping $1.4 million of federal funds that were allocated to the project. And then we reapplied for about $4 million of federal funds to complete the kind of leftover 8th Avenue Northwest and 27th Street North. I think we're scheduled for 2028, but we're going to try and get that design completed and try and build that as soon as possible.
So you said the properties to the east and west. Am I correct to say that there is no residential properties then in that segment? Correct.
Jared, let's bring that up again. Okay, so that section behind the high school, the two Walmart, so that has stormwater, right? Eighth Avenue.
Yes.
And does it flow on, does it go on 24th?
I think there's an outlet north of 24th and it goes into a temporary ditch, which would be replaced with storm sewer when we come back with that next project.
Commissioners?
I'll move to approve the construction engineering amendment to the Eighth Avenue Northwest reconstruction project.
A motion by Commissioner Schoberg, second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners Roar.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Braun.
Yes.
Mayor Freilich.
Yes. Item number seven, consider approving and sponsoring an application for a 2027 pedestrian trail project. Jared.
Mayor Commissioners, for the NDVOT has that transportation alternatives program that is intended to make kind of multimodal improvements around town. At the last commission meeting, we had brought forth two applications to submit, and then we had also kind of come up with a third idea for an improvement, which would be along Collins Avenue north of 14th Street, that shared use path that kind of blends into Collins Avenue right there. Mandan Parks had also kind of come up with a transportation alternatives project immediately north of the project area that we had identified. So in the interest of kind of taking advantage of economy of scale and consolidating efforts and trying to be as efficient as possible, we asked the Parks District to include our project in their project. And the way that this has been done in the past is that the city has kind of acted as a pass-through for the Mandan Parks to receive these types of grants. They aren't eligible to apply for TA grants, so they use the city as kind of a middleman to access this type of funds. And we had historically just special assessed 100% of the costs back to Mandan Parks, and they agreed to that. In this particular instance, because our proposed project is being included in their application, we do have a kind of a minor sales tax proposal that would be 20% of the construction costs of the local construction cost, as well as 20% of the engineering costs. It is a $925,000 project, and if we do that math, it comes out to be about $60,000 out of the sales tax fund, with the rest of it being special assessed to the Mandan Parks District. It'd be our recommendation to approve the application and sponsorship as presented, and I can try and answer any questions if you have any.
Do you have a map with those trails?
I do. Yes, I have it pulled up on the screen right now. The portion that we had proposed was down here on the south side, right next to Eagles Park, just on the west side of Eagles Park, make some safety improvements right there. And then Mandan Parks project was a mill and overlay along 1806, as well as a reconstruction portion in the middle here, related to drainage improvements, I'm pretty sure.
Mayor Jared, it's basically, most of us going to renovating the current path.
Mayor Commissioner, that's correct.
So the city would be responsible for $301,000?
The city would be responsible for about $60,000.
$60,000. So when we look at that local share, or $60,000, the park would be at the park?
They'd be responsible for the remaining $240,000 of local responsibility, and then we'd have about $600,000 of federal funds allocated to the project.
This is a particular grade. It was supposed to go all the way out to Harmon Lake, but it hasn't quite reached out there yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. It's, yeah, very close. 1,000 feet, I'm being told.
1,000 feet short?
Yeah.
Oh, close.
in on that, that area right there.
Yep.
And they're gonna be doing some,
They're gonna be raising the trail. I think that's the current proposed little, trail raising in this area.
That's extremely important to do that at that location.
I would have to rely on the engineer to say that, but I know that there've been some talks of issues in that area.
I can attest to the fact that it's extremely important to raise that part of that trail right there.
Yep.
Flash flood concerns. I don't see any option. We need to protect the people that use that, which could include high school people that live up north along that trail. And there's a lag period of 20 minutes from the time a deluge will hit upstream to the time that flood wall will go through that culvert there and hit that bike trail. So there's no option here. We got to do it.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Regarding, we have quite a few miles of walking trail. Like the one walking trail goes along the trail, the ones down south. When these walking trails start to wear out and stuff like that, is the park board fix those up again? We don't have to participate and keep those things up, do we, as a city?
Mayor, Commissioner Rohr, typically no. I think that vast majority of the shared use paths around town are being maintained by the Parks District. I think there might be some exceptions to that, but they're pretty active on getting mill and overlays done on those shared use paths.
Why are we having more participation this time period then?
In this particular instance is because we're proposing participation because Mandan Parks is including an improvement that we had proposed, a safety improvement that we had proposed and we're coming up with, and we're basically just partnering on an application rather than sending in two applications to compete against each other, and just in the interest of being partners.
It's ready to do business.
Yep.
Containing a situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Our part, the southern part, the green, can you pull that baby up again, please?
Yes.
Okay, so that does include the part of the bike path. It crosses beneath I-94.
Yes, there would be proposed drainage improvements in that area.
Okay. That's another nightmare spot there for people that walk and bike. So
yep.
Anything we can do to improve that would be much appreciated as well.
Yep, I think it's a good project. I think it would be very competitive. There's no guarantee that we'll be awarded, but I think we better try.
Thank you. There we go. I'll move to approve the application and sponsorship of the project as presented.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schoberg, a second by Commissioner Heinchan. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Commissioners Brown.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Schoberg.
Yes.
Heinchan.
Yes.
Mayor Freda.
Yes. Move on to agenda item K, but we've already handled that, so we'll move on to other business. Any other business before the board? Seeing none. Future dates for meetings: November 5th, 2024 at 5:30, November 19th, 2024 at 5:30, and December 3rd, 2024. And with that, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion to second. Adjourn.